New series we're starting this morning. It's our Christmas series called Keepsakes at Christmas. The whole idea of this series is for me to study and try to find some treasures at Christmas. Can I find us some treasures that I can tell the church about? Amen? Things as you read this story, maybe they're going to be common and we'll see it. There's plain as a nose on our face. Maybe there's some things we'll pass through the story and we don't see them. And I want you to be able to hide these things in your heart. The Bible says that when Mary knew about these things that would happen to her with Jesus, and then when Jesus came, it says that Mary pondered these things in her what? Heart. I want to find us some stuff that I can put in my heart this Christmas, some keepsakes that nobody can take away from me. Amen? So let's look at the series as we start this morning. Keepsakes. Treasures today. Crazy message. You wouldn't think about it at Christmas. Treasures for dispelling what? Fear. Now I need you to help me. If you're here for the first time or a few times, this is how we do it. We talk and we try to get you to interact a little bit so that when you leave today, you'll leave with something instead of nothing. Amen? So come on, here we go. Y'all ready? Don't go to sleep on me, right? Because I just get louder if you do that. All right, here we go. Treasures for dispelling what? Hey, Christmas is an awesome time. Christmas is also a very difficult time for a lot of people. Especially where we're at now with our country, with our economy. Some people, they're living from day to day, check to check. You know, they're used to having things in the past. They don't have it right now. Some families aren't intact this year. They were last year. Mess. Scary. You understand? Say. As a matter of fact, in my office the other day when I was studying, I was fearful. And I know it's not good to be fearful. I know it's not right to be fearful. But that doesn't make it not happen, okay? So I was in my office. I don't know exactly why I was fearful. I was fearful. Afraid. Scared. And I imagine that's where this message came from. Just out of my own trying to get myself strong in the Lord. And I was studying, and that's where this message comes from. I was just looking at this passage, and I saw it from this angle. Got it? Say? Amen? So let's look at it. Maybe it'll help you today. Help me. This verse is an awesome verse. Let's do it about three times out loud. Ready? It's Isaiah 26:3. Let's say it together. I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Let's do it again. Come on. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. You getting closer to it? Say. Let's try it again. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Isn't that a great verse? Is that a great verse or what? Come on. That will help you today. Amen. We're going to say it a few times through the sermon today. Let's go with the message, Rod. Let's get some help today from some really scared people. You know who they are? Joseph and Mary. They were scared. That's the way I saw it. Hey, it's a scary story. Oh, it's a beautiful story. It's scary if you're them, right? Say, it's scary stuff. He's scared to death. She's scared to death. Let's learn from them today. Maybe we can dispel some fear that we're experiencing by hooking up to their train today. And let's find out what they learn. Let's see it. Joseph is who we're going to look at first. I love this guy, by the way. I think he's one of the greatest men in the Bible. This Joseph. And the other Joseph was awesome, too. Amen? But I love this Joseph. Guys, if you want to see what a real man's like, you study this man's life. You get your Bible out. Just go over this man. And you just let yourself get immersed in it. You start to think of yourself in his shoes and what he's going through. This is a real man right here. He puts a lot of you guys and me too to shame. It's an awesome guy. Verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was what? Espoused. That word espoused carries a little more weight than engaged. That's how we do it, right? We're engaged. But you can break off your what? You didn't break off this espousal thing. This was a legal contract. It was made between families. Money had already exchanged. Yeah. A man's family would give to the woman's family and a dowry and money's exchanged and a contract. It was an arranged kind of wedding. Y'all understand that? Yes or no? Cool? Okay. So Mary was a spouse to Joseph before they came together. Okay? They hadn't had intimate sexual relations. Got it? But hello, problem! She's found with child. Hello? That's scary. Is that scary or what? I didn't do it! That's scary. Is that true or not? She was found with child of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, he was a just man. He was not willing to make her a public example. He was minded to put her away privately. He was a just man because a woman who's found pregnant and she's a spouse of this guy, this woman would more likely than not be what? Stoned. That was the culture. Can you believe it? Are you feeling the fear thing happening? Say, yes or no? I'm feeling it. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream and said, Joseph. Hey, and quite frankly, even an angel showing up in your dream, that's a little scary too. Joseph, thou son of David. We know he's scared. Why? Because these next two words. What? Fear not. To take unto you Mary to be your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Keep looking. She shall bring forth a son. You should call his name Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. What does the name Jesus mean? Here's what his name means. God saves. Can you say that with me? Jesus means God saves. What's the definition of Jesus? Help me. God saves. That's what it means. You ought to know what the name Jesus means if you're praising it or if you're telling somebody about it. What does it mean? God saves. That's why you're going to name him that. He shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of by Isaiah the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Great story, isn't it? Say, don't you just like reading it again? Isn't it fun? Feels good? That's what it's all about. But I want you to see the fear in Joseph. How did I know Joseph was scared? Because of words like this. The Bible says Joseph, say it with me, was what? Minded. You ever been minded? Say. Oh man, I'm minded. Yeah, he was minded. How about this one? Joseph did this. Thought on these things. Say that with me. Joseph what? Thought on this. Yep, you got some these things in your life right now? Say. Oh my gosh, I can't get them off my mind. They're driving me crazy. I'm scared to death. You ever been like that, or you're like that right now? Say. You're consumed by it. You need help. You know that, right? We're here to help you today from this story. Here's Joseph. Man, his mind is messed up. The battlefield of fear, would you say this with me, is the mind. Say it with me. The battlefield of fear is the... One more time. The battlefield of fear is the mind. Probably 90 to 95% of what you think is going to happen isn't. That you're scared of. That's what they tell us. I don't know who goes out and does these crazy surveys. But that's, you know, that would be true in my life. People know me as a worry wart. How many know that I'm that kind of guy? Thank you. Yes. Amen? And most of the things I've worried about didn't happen. But did it stress me out, mess me up? Mm-hmm. It does. Okay, the battlefield of fear is the mind. So Joseph's mind is messed up. Let's say our verse again. Come on. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. Let's keep moving. What are we learning today? How do I fight against fear? Now that boat's on the screen for a reason. Inside that sinking ship, you don't know it, is a hidden treasure. There's a treasure chest. All kinds of valuables inside that sinking ship. And so often, that's how you and I are. Don't we feel like our ship's going down? Say, I'm scared to death. What am I going to do? I'm fearful. I'm worried. But I'm telling you, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Say it with me. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. One more time. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world.
But how can I get that stuff? How can I get the treasure like when the ship's going down?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. Okay? Let's find some treasure today in our message. First bit of treasure we're going to get, we're going to get it from Joseph. The rest of it this morning is coming from Mary. Let's learn from Joseph. So we know he's scared. It's obvious. Man, the guy's even thinking about how to keep his own future wife alive. That's pretty scary, right? He's going to put her away. He's going to hide her. Okay? It's scary. He's got to believe this crazy story he's hearing in his dream. How many of you have ever had a dream and you thought it was true? You could have sworn it was true, but it wasn't true at all. Can I say something? Just crazy dreams you've had? Sure, I have them all the time. Amen? We got to remember Joseph was like that too. How can I have a dream? How can I know? Fearful. How did he dispel fear? Fellows, this is especially good for you. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, say this with me, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and he took unto him Mary to be his wife, and he knew her not. He did not have sexual relations with her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name what? Jesus. What's the first thing to dispel fear in your life? Pop it up, Raj. Treasures for dispelling fear. Here's the first one that I saw in my office this week. And if you're waiting for some big, crazy thing to come out of my mouth, it ain't come. It's simple. Here it is. Number one, how do I dispel fear in my life? Number one, say it with me. Do what God says do. Help me one more time. Number one, do what God says do. This will help more than anything. Do it again. Say it with me again. Do what God says do. If it says it in God's Word, do it. Okay? If it's right, do it. If it's wrong, don't what? Do it! You'd be surprised how that your fear... Now, this ain't going to get rid of it all on one weekend, okay? But this is the starting place right here. When you're scared to death, when all these things are going through your mind, all these scenarios, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, oh my God, what am I going to do? Here's what you do. Do what's right. You listening to me or not? Do what God says do. Joseph is scared to death, so what does Joseph do? Man, he had all kinds of options. He could have done a lot of stuff. But you know what he did? He did what the angel said. He did what the angel of the Lord told him to do. Well, Pastor, how do I know what God wants me to do? Read your Bible every day. I don't like to read the Bible. Good, then just stay an idiot, okay? Stay a lunatic. And you go, oh, but God told me, because you're feeling spooky. A lot of people that feel spooky about God told them something are the craziest people on the planet. But what God's Word says, when you come across, instead of fighting it, say, yes, Lord, I'll do that till hell freezes over. I'm going to do right, even though I'm scared to death. Y'all getting a message? That's what Joseph did. Especially, fellas, I'm talking to you right now. That's what you ought to do. You ought to be strong. And you ought to do what's right. Are you hearing me today? Men and ladies both. Don't make any mistake about it. But I've seen just this one thing fix a lot of fellas. If you just do what's right, you'd be surprised how much better your life's going to run. How that fear is going to leave you. How you're going to just buck up and you're going to be strong. So I see this first thing here. He did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him. Let's move the story. Mary. We're going to find the next three things from Mary. Okay? That's why I said that about Joseph and the man. I think a lot of men, it ain't very complicated. Do right! You hearing me? Yes? It's huge. Talking about fear and dispelling fear. Luke 1, we pick it up over in Luke this time. 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was who? Mary, fair woman. The angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And when she saw him, she was what? Troubled at his saying, she was cast in her what? Mind, what manner of salutation this should be. Keep looking. So we see the same thing we see with Joseph. Well, Joseph isn't exclusive to being scared here. Mary can be scared too, right? And she is. She's troubled. She's cast in her mind. You ever been cast in your mind, say? You toss and turn and can't sleep, can't work, can't think, can't do because you worried sick about something. Can I get some testimonies in the house that I'm not the only crazy one in the room? Amen? How can I deal with that mess? Well, I'm learning from Joseph. I'm learning from Mary. They're good teachers. The battlefield of fear is what? The mind. Most things I fear are not going to happen anyway. So basically, I'm the one screwing me up. Right? So somehow, some way, if I can get fixed, I'm going to be better. Amen? Joseph, now what did he do? He taught us something. Do what God says do. Would you say that with me? Do what God says do. What am I learning from Mary? Say this verse with me again. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. Let's see what we learn from Mary today. How do I fight against fear? There's something inside my ship, even though I feel like I'm going down, there's something that's greater than me inside of me, and it's the Holy Spirit of the living God who can help me. Amen? There's some treasure if I'll just pay attention here. Keep looking. We need to learn from Mary. Let's see what we can find. How did she fight her fear? The angel said unto her, say it with me, fear what? So we know she's scared. For you found favor with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in your womb. You shall bring forth a son. You shall call his name Jesus. Jesus means what? God saves. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be? I don't even know a man. I've never even had sexual relations. I'm a virgin. The angel answered, said unto her, the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. The power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called what? The Son of God. And behold, just in case you're fearing Mary, you can't understand how it's going to work out, and you don't think I'm strong enough. Your cousin, you know your cousin Elizabeth? Uh-huh. She's conceived a son. You mean my old cousin? Yeah, that one is real old. Yeah. She's conceived a son in her old age. And not yesterday. 6 months ago. You're kidding. And by the way, she wasn't just old. She was also what? Barren. I'm learning. I'm getting ready. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. What's the second thing that helps dispel fear? Here it is. These aren't that hard. Number one, do what God says. Number two, know that nothing is impossible with God. Say that with me. Know that nothing is impossible with God. Would you help me, church? Come on. Know that nothing is impossible with God. I got to have it one more time because it's helping me. Here we go. Know that nothing is impossible with God. Wow. You think that might help you when you're all worried, all stressed, all this, all that, your head's all cast, your mind's crazy? That's good stuff, isn't it? Say, know that nothing's impossible with God, no matter what you're going through. It's not impossible. Did you know that? Yes or no? I can make it through this. Others have gone and they've made it. Hey, I can make it too, perhaps. Amen? Why? Because nothing is impossible with my God. Amen? That's good stuff. Treasures for dispelling fear. Now, we're rolling right now. Whoa, there's another one coming at me. I'm getting better. I'm feeling good. Here we go. Number three. Number one was what? Do what God says do. Number two, know that nothing is impossible with God. Number three, trust God to keep His... Come on, do it again with me. Trust God to keep His Word. Look at the Scripture. Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord." Say this last part with me. "Be it unto me according to thy word." When you're fearful, there's so many promises in the Word of God. That's why you need to read the Bible. How are you going to trust God to keep His Word if you don't even really know who God is? Amen? That's how you get to know God, from His Word. Now you hear me talk about Him. Just from what I say about Him, He's pretty impressive, wouldn't you think? Say, just the way I talk about Him, you're getting something up here this morning. Amen? But you know what? Listen to me. He's better than that. Oh, are you kidding? There's all kinds of things that He's done in this book. There's all kinds of treasures that are inside of you. This sinking ship, you that you think is going down, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. But if you don't know how great He is, how can you know that you can make it? Are you listening or not? All kinds of promises in the Word of God, but you've got to trust Him to keep His Word. Okay? You've got to trust Him to keep His Word. God, You are faithful. God, You are good. God, You are going to bless me. God, You will never leave me nor forsake me. God, I know You tell me all things work together for good to them who love God, and I love You, God. God, You tell me I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God, You tell me nothing shall separate me from Your love. Nothing. You tell me I am more than a conqueror. Did you know You told me that? Yes, You did. Amen? Trust God to keep His Word. Okay? How many ever had somebody else break their word to you? It hurt real bad. Let me see some hands. They broke their word to me. They hurt me. Can I see some hands again? They hurt me. They hurt me. They hurt me. They hurt me. They lied to me. They hurt me. I am sorry for you. That is part of life. He will never do that to you. He will never do that to you. He will never not keep His Word. He puts His Word higher than anything else there ever was. His Word. You can trust Him to keep His Word. Are you listening to that, say, or not? Trust Him. Oh, but I've been hurt. This person did this. I didn't do that. I will never do that to you. I love you. Well, how did all this happen? Because you live in a sin-cursed earth, buddy. But I'm with you. You can trust me. Does that help you already? Help me. You're just seeing me on the couch up here in front of you today, basically. Getting therapy. It's good stuff. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my path. Fear. The battlefield of fear is the mind. And there's never a darker place than your mind. Is that the truth? Yes or no? Dark, man. What does the Word of God do? It brings light. The entrance of Your Word gives me what? Light. It gives understanding to the what? Simple. I ain't very smart, God. Good, You're the perfect candidate for me to help. Awesome. Amen. Let's keep learning. I didn't want to leave this out. So Mary arose in those days. She went into the hill country with what? This won't easy. She's going to make a journey to go see Elizabeth. She hadn't seen her in a good long while. She didn't know she was pregnant. Good chance it won't an easy trek to get there. But you know what? You know what made her get on that ride and do this journey? Was what God's Word said. God's Word gave her the strength to make this journey. Where is she going? She's entering to the house of Zacharias, and she's saluting who? She's going to go find out if it's true, isn't she? Say, yes. And this is going to be the very thing that helps her. It came to pass when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed art thou among women, Mary. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of the salutation sounded in mine ears, my baby leaped in my womb for joy." And who knows the name of her baby? John the Baptist. Yeah. And blessed is she that believed. What did Mary do? She believed. She trusted God to keep His Word. And she went, and wow, it was just like you said, this old cousin of mine, this woman that they call barren, she's having a baby. You think Mary's feeling better about things, yes or no? It's something when you trust God's Word and you see it to come to pass in your life. This is going to kill me right here. But anyway, it's amazing you could begin to charge hell with a water pistol. When you start to get this Word inside of you and you start to see it, it becomes God's Word to you. It becomes alive to you. It becomes real to you. Amen? Fear. How do I dispel fear? Shoot, I got a lot of it already hitting the road right now, baby. Amen? And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. It's going to happen, Mary, just like He said. Treasures for dispelling fear. We're getting close to the end. Treasure number four, but before you put it up. Number one, from Joseph. Do what God says do. I'm scared. Do it anyway. I'm sick. Do it anyway. My head's crazy. Do it anyway. Number two, know that nothing is impossible with God. Number three, trust God to keep His Word. Number four, here we go. Rejoice in God your Savior. Would you say that with me? Rejoice in God your Savior. Where do I get that from? Mary. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. I mean, good grief. Just a little bit ago, she's told she's going to be pregnant of the Holy Ghost. Her world turned upside down. What are people going to think? Nothing's impossible with God. I'm going to believe God to trust His Word. And look at this. Verse 47, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God, my... And see, that's what we got to get working in you. Okay? Your mind's killing you. We got to get that spirit thing working in you. Amen? Somehow, some way along the journey here, you're scared to death. You've got to realize that greater is He that's in me than he that's in this world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Who is that? That's the Holy Spirit, the living God, who's living inside of you. But that darkness of your head, of your mind, has got the Holy Spirit just sort of blacked out. But you can make it, but you've got to realize God's with you. Are y'all hearing me or not? Do you know the Bible teaches that? But how are you going to know that unless you read the Bible? Did you know the Bible says when you become a Christian, you have been given the earnest of the Spirit? I'm going to go back to my real estate friend here. What is earnest money, Jessica? What's earnest money? It's a promise. It's some money down. It's usually put in an account, right, Pastor? Down payment. Did you know you've already been given the Holy Spirit, the living God? And yet I'm scared to death. Yet He's with me. You understand, yes or no? I've got to somehow access Him in my life. And let Him help me dispel this fear in my head. So if she does, if she can do it, a young pregnant girl in a culture where they would kill her. If she can do it, you can do it. Amen? If she can do it, you can do it. Rejoice in God your Savior. Would you say that with me? Rejoice in God your Savior. One more time. Rejoice in God your Savior. You might be here today scared to death, fear, your mind's crazy, you're all warped. You haven't been rejoicing. Why? Because fear is killing you. Perfect love casts out what? Fear, the Bible says. You know who you should fear? God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Wisdom. Fear Him. Revere Him. Not that thing that's driving you crazy that you're scared of. You ought to be fearing Him. Amen? That'll help you, man. Rejoice in God your Savior. Now, some Christmas keepsakes. We're closing out the message real fast here. How did she rejoice? How did she How did she rejoice in God her Savior? You just got that too. We about busted it, brother. Here we go. How did she rejoice in God her Savior? I'm going to read the Scripture. Would you say them as we pop them up? I'm going to read. You say that. Here we go. Are you ready? I'm going to read. You say that. He hath regarded the low estate of His handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call Me blessed. Come on. For He that is mighty hath done to Me great things, and holy is His name. You feeling better? I am. Come on. His mercy is on them that fear Him from generation to generation. Come on. He's a good God, isn't He? Say. He hath showed strength with His arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. Thank You, Jesus. Come on. He hath put down the mighty from their seats. He exalted them of low degree. It's good stuff, man. These are little treasures. I need these, don't I? Say. Good stuff for me. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He hath sent away empty. Say that one again, would you? One more time. I think He wants to hear it. Come on. He hath helped His servant Israel in remembrance of His mercy. He spake as He spake to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. How can I rejoice in God my Savior? Look at this list. It's not just for Mary. That's you, man. It's me. That's me in my office this week. Whoa! He does all this for me? Yeah. Let's read it together. Come on. Here's God. This is how you rejoice in God. How could God let this happen to me? That's Satan. Are you hearing me? Say. Stop it. You're going crazy. You're going to drive everybody else crazy. This is of God right here. This is how you rejoice. Say it with me. Come on, like we mean it. He cares for me. He blessed me. He has done great things to me. He has mercy on me. He is strong for me. He has lifted me. He is good to me. He helps me. Can we do it one more time like we had a ball game? Here we go. Come on. He cares for me. He blessed me. He has done great things to me. He has mercy on me. He is strong for me. He has lifted me. He is good to me. He helps me. Satan, get out of my life. Amen. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Get off me. Praise the Lord. It's good stuff. Help me. And I'm crazy. So you got a good shot at it, then. Amen? Message is over. Treasures for dispelling fear. I didn't want you to forget these ever. Number one, I will do what God says do. Number two, I know nothing is impossible with God. Number three, I will trust God to keep His Word. Number four, I will rejoice in God my Savior. Amen? Say the verse. Maybe it'll mean a little more to you now. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Thee, to him that trusts in Thee. Amen? That's a great verse, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Keepsakes at Christmas. I think you're already off to a pretty good Christmas. Amen? It's worth coming to church today. Wasn't it? It's good to come. I got me some gifts today. Amen? Come on. I did. That's good stuff. You got them. Now you just open them and come on, take them home with you. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together. Thank You for a great day today. Now listen to me. Hang in here with me as we close our service. Unless you got to go to work and you're going to lose your job because of it, we understand. Amen? Let's give God glory and credit and praise and honor, and let's let this message sink down into us a little bit before we go home. Amen? Father, thank You for Your Word. Thank You for choosing regular folk like Joseph and Mary. Lord, we don't pray to Mary because You are our God. But we honor her as well as we honor Joseph because they were obedient to follow You and they were part of bringing our Lord Jesus, into this world. Thank you for them, Lord. Thank you for them, Lord. Thank you for letting them be our teachers today. I pray you'll bless this word to our heart, all of our hearts, whatever level we find ourselves at on this fear road. Pray we'll not soon forget it. In Jesus' name, amen.